Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To episode 957 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Thursday. I missed you guys last couple days, but it is great to be back in the saddle, getting ready to talk some sharp contrarian bets here for tonight. I have a three-pack for you, so you have a three-pack of college basketball bets. Excited to break down, as well as an update here for the Super Bowl, because again, there's been a little bit of movement, a little bit of buyback, but I haven't officially made my bet yet, but I'm waiting for a specific number. I'll give you the update here. I'll give you the way I am viewing the Super Bowl and where the value is going to be, or where it was lying now and where hopefully it'll be even more valuable if we can hit this specific number here. But anyway, guys, lots to get to. Three pack in college. Super Bowl update. I also want to talk about the Celtics-Lakers game, because that was a bet that I made earlier today. Felt great about it. There has been a couple injuries here that have influenced the number, so we'll get back into our debate of whether to dance with one who brung you, or, you know, lay off, or how you treat a game in which injuries affect the line. So we'll have a conversation about that. But before we dive into all of our sweats, do our housekeeping, there's one thing I wanted to address, because I was off, you know, I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday. So again, I always get DMs and wellness checks. Like, where are you, Josh? You know, I'm not dead, at least not yet. And those are the days that I have off, which again, I work on the weekends. I do the sweat in the DraftKings studio. So Ben Wilson does a great job stepping in on morning bets, both Tuesday and Wednesday. But actually, I got pushed back my follow the money appearance. Usually I do Mondays. I got pushed back to Tuesday because there's so much to talk about. They wanted to talk to some specific guests on Monday. So Tuesday was my day off, usually is, but I had to do follow the money. And I noticed, hey, we have our ultimate system matches. We had the unranked home fave versus ranked opponent system match. So I talked about it on follow the money. And usually Tuesday, Wednesdays, I don't bet. I hang around with the wife, got to give her a little bit of attention. She always says I focus too much on betting. I'm sure you guys probably deal with that too. But had a bunch of system matches, or two in particular, unranked home fave ranked opponent. You guys know this has been a system of ours for quite a while, and it's been a huge moneymaker. Now, I want to tell you kind of the outcome of what happened, and then also big picture what it means. So, unfortunately, our two unranked home fave versus ranked opponent system matches, they lost. Villanova, unranked home fave versus ranked opponent against Marquette, they lose. Kansas State, unranked home fave versus ranked opponent against Oklahoma, they lose. So, a couple things I want to mention. One is, typically Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't go on Twitter. You know, I kind of use Tuesday, Wednesday as like my detox day, my, you know, catch up on my sleep, you know, do my chores around the house, go shopping, go to the gym, do all these things and hang out with the wife. And it's kind of my time to re-energize the batteries. So that's kind of my day where I usually don't bet. Maybe there's a late game I'll put in after the wife goes to sleep. But anyway, those are the games I usually don't, the days I don't bet. However, because we had these two system matches, which are my all-time favorite system matches, not only in college basketball, but college football, and I went and followed the money and talked about it, I said, hey, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to bet on these games. I'm going to watch these games because they're important to me because they're my favorite system match. Now, both of them lose, so that stinks. We went 0-2. There's no way to sugarcoat it. But I noticed something on Twitter happened. Like, throughout the day, this system that we've been highlighting for quite a while, it broke through to the mainstream Twitter, to the public, whatever you want to call it. Because all throughout the day, I'm seeing people who never ever heard them mention the system before. They're even using our same language, unranked, home, fave, ranked opponent. I'm like, where did that come from? Again, I'm not going to claim that I created this. This is something that I learned at my first job in the industry when I worked at Sports Insights, which is where I kind of learned betting. I learned a lot of these tricks that I've come to know and love. So I'm not going to say I invented it, but I am going to say that we popularized it. And then I look on Twitter and all these bigger accounts who never mentioned it ever, they're tweeting about it. They're saying, hey, Nova, K-State, tonight, these are the bets. This system is incredible. They're using our terminology, system, unranked, home, favorite, ranked opponent. So all along Twitter, I see a ton of mentions of the system. And again, I'm going to call it our system. We didn't create it, but we popularized it. Because I go way back to Sports Insights days. I started there in 2011, so it's been a while. This was always one of our favorite system matches. So again, we see it sweep Twitter. We see everyone talking about it, betting Nova and Kansas State. Now, what happens? Both plays lose. I got a ton of crap on Twitter for it. That's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But even though we lost, and again, you lose money, you're annoyed, you're upset, you're mad. There's no way to sugarcoat it. But I'm going to take that as a teachable moment for two ways, for two reasons. One is that we are influencing the betting market. We are influencing, and I would say in a very sharp and smart way. And again, a lot of people always say, it's frustrated me from the beginning of time. The right side is the winning side. The winning side is the right side, whatever you want to call it. No, that's not always the case. When you beat the closing line, when you make a sharp bet and it just doesn't come through, was it the wrong bet? No, you just didn't get the result that you wanted. So if you bet a team at -2, they close -3, they lose by 20. Or did you make the wrong bet? No, you made the right bet. The team just didn't show up for you. They let you down. If you continuously make a bet at -2 when a game closes -3, you're going to be a winning better long term. Because yes, there's going to be, you know, some volatility. You're going to get unlucky sometimes. But if you consistently bet games at a better number than what it closes at, this is the whole point of CLV, closing line value. It means that you're reading the market correctly. You're making smart bets. And over the long run, you're going to be profitable because of it. So we're influencing the market, which I'm very proud of. Also, the other thing about this is, big picture wise, there were people, and the way the betting public looks at it is, you got to remember, they're the complete opposite. They say the wrong team is favored. You know, all day, take Marquette, take Oklahoma. They're ranked, better record, they're a dog getting points, take it all day. Now, the public got the last laugh there. They won those two particular games. But to me, the reason why I'm still kind of seeing the forest amongst the trees sort of thing is that not only are we influencing the market because we've been winning, you don't influence the market if you keep losing, and it's been a great system, and again, it just didn't have a good night. But the other angle is, the public is now never going to believe this. They're always going to remember that night where Marquette and Oklahoma both won outright easily, and it was so pathetic, Nova and K-State, especially K-State. I was like watching a middle school team play. But anyway, they're going to remember that. So then every time moving forward, that situation comes around again, they're going to remember the night where Marquette and Oklahoma were the obvious bets, the wrong team was favored, and they easily won their bet without any thought process behind it. So next time the system match rolls around, they're going to hammer the obvious ranked team over the unranked team. Now, and also, people who maybe were on the fence, didn't, you know, believe in it, maybe never played it before, they're going to quit it. They're going to abandon it. They're never going to play it again because of one small sample of a bad night. So long story short, again, we know the truth of the system. It just didn't have a good night, but overall, I'll give you the updated numbers. This year, because I get a lot of people who always ask me, you know, what are the updated numbers? This year, unranked, home favorites, ranked opponent, even after that bad night, it is still 14-10 straight up this year, and it is 57-23 straight up, 71% since the start of last year. It's up a 15% ROI. So even though there was a bad night of just the two system matches letting us down, it's still a very profitable long-term system, and I'll be honest, I cannot wait until the next system match rolls around, because I'm going to go right back to that unranked, home favorites, ranked opponent. So I just wanted to address that, because again, it was like a lot of people got, you know, freaked out on Twitter, and it was a great day. I was like, wow, we're moving the market. This is fantastic. We're moving it because we've really identified and popularized. And again, as a contrarian, you get worried when something gets popularized, but we really brought this system match to the forefront. It had a bad night. It went 0-2. People are going to jump ship now. They're never going to play it again. They're going to double down on the obvious side. But again, obvious side, if it always won, you know, books would go bankrupt, public would be millionaires. So long story short, even though it was a bad night, the long-term trajectory, I think this is actually going to be even better for us moving forward because we're going to stick with it and we're going to profit long-term, whereas the public's, you know, quote-unquote public, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, they're never going to play it again and they're going to lose out on a lot of these sharp wins over the long haul. So anyway, long-winded answer, but I just wanted to address that because it became this huge thing on Twitter the other day. So I wanted to kind of just, you know, give my 2 cents on that. But anyway, guys, as I mentioned, 3-pack tonight, college hoops. We've got to talk Celtics-Lakers tonight and then a Super Bowl update. Before we dive into our sweats, though, of course, housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, go sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Once you do that, you'll be on our listserv, which means every morning moving forward, you're going to get that daily newsletter email from us around 6 a.m. It's going to set the table for you in the sports betting market each day. It's totally free. Great insights. Keeps you updated on what's going on in the betting market, what's going on at VSiN and DraftKings, what's going on in Vegas, as well as links to all of our articles, promos for legal sports books, so you can shop around and open multiple accounts and have multiple outs, as well as links to all of our podcasts. So sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN All Access Pro member. You can go sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, you're going to get everything we offer. Best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, bets and dollars, all included when you become a pro member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter, support us on social media. We pump out great sports betting content throughout the day from our Twitter feed. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. So with that being said, I missed you guys. It's been a couple days. Let's see if we can get back to our winning ways here today on a big Thursday. So I want to start off with college hoops. To me, this is just college hoops, college hoops, college hoops. I know the Super Bowl is coming up. We'll get to that in, with an update on the betting number on the second half of the pod, but I love when college hoops heats up. So first bet on the board for me, we're going to one of our favorite system matches. No, not the unranked home favorite ranked opponent, but the added extra game obscure line move. So it is game 306-541, 306-542, Lemoyne against Wagner. 7 o'clock tonight. I'm going with Wagner on the money line. Shop around, you can get Wagner around minus 140-ish. I want to say I got them, yeah, were they minus 140-ish this morning? And they may have creeped up a little bit to minus 150 around there. But anyway, add a game, extra game. You guys know the deal at this point. When these tiny little bet games with a six-digit rotation number take in line movement, it's almost always pure smart money because the public doesn't care about these tiny games. They can't even find this game on their app. They don't know where. No, they don't even know how to find it, how to bet it. But yet, if the team's taking in a line move, tells you smart money has identified the game and pros have taken a side. So Wagner actually opened this game as low as -1.5, -2. They've been bet up to -2.5. Some books even up to -3. So it tells us some smart money here is moving toward Wagner. Now, Wagner, some advantages here. They are the better defensive team, ranking 231 in defensive efficiency versus Lemoyne 326. Also a big rebounding advantage offensively, 28% versus 24%. Now, Ken Pom does have a pretty good edge to Wagner. He's got him winning by 4 points, 67-63. But you guys know me, I'm a money line guy when it comes to short favorites. How many times have there been games where, again, you would have lay a 2.5 on this one, three, win by 1 or 2, you push or lose. Where you go money line, you win the game. So the whole point being, especially, you know, with a such a short spread, like 3 or less, odds makers are saying it's going to be close. So I just want to protect myself and know that, hey, I just got to sweat them to win the damn game. So I'm going money line here. Again, I got minus 135 this morning. You can shop around and find closer to minus 140-ish now at this point. But also a great bet split in terms of the money line dollars. Money line dollars on this one. Another reason to go money line here. It looks like pros have, again, kind of gone our route in terms of paying a little more juice to protect yourself on a close win. 69% of money line bets, 95% of money line dollars in favor of Wagner. Then, of course, home road. You hear me say it all the time, but it's important. Wagner is 5-2 at home. Lemoyne is 3-9 on the road. So tiny little Lemoyne Wagner, add a game, extra game, obscure sharp line move. Line's going to Wagner. Again, -1.5, -2, now to 2.5 for 3. We got a really good bet split, better defense, as well as a Ken Pom edge. So I'm going Wagner money line. I got him at minus 135 this morning. Next bet for you, 9 o'clock game, Wright State against Youngstown State. Now, this is not an add-a-game extra game. This is game 803-804. A little bit more of a heavily bet game, but I like this angle to back Wright State. So I'm going Wright State money line here. First, right off the bat, we have Wright State opening -2.5. They're juiced up 2.5, and now they're even up at -3. So hopefully you guys listened this morning on Morning Bets or read the sharp report for VSiN.com, because you could have gotten a little bit better of a money line price. I want to say on the money line, I want to say I got like -140. They're closer to like -150 now. But anyway, right off the bat, you know, Wright State, they're 12-10, but Youngstown State is 16-6. So right off the bat, you know, Wright State being favored, you know, opening -2, -2.5, they're up to 3. Why do they open as a favorite and become more of a favorite if, quote unquote, Youngstown is the better team with the better record? Yes, Wright State gets some home court advantage here. That's baked into the number, but it's kind of a fishy angle here where, again, shouldn't, you know, quote unquote, the wrong team be favored? Youngstown State 16-6. Why are they getting points tonight? Tells me there's movement, liability, and sharp money on Wright State. Now, Wright State, we're going to bank on their offense. If you've never seen them play, I mentioned this is this morning, but on Morning Bets, but they're kind of like Golden State a little bit. They're really good offensively. Let's hope it continues tonight. 86 points per game, 82 for Youngstown, but offensive efficiency 32nd in the country. They're one of the top teams in the nation offensive efficiency versus 124 for Youngstown. Wright State has the better effective field goal percentage, 59% versus 51%. Better 3-point shooting, 39% versus 33%. And in particular, that money line price, 42% bets, 92% of money line dollars. Again, 42% bets, 92% dollars. That's a huge indication of pro money, leaning money line with a massive bet split. Again, only getting less than half the bets, but nearly, you know, over 90% of the dollars. Tells us the bigger, sharper wagers are on Wright State. Now, another reason to go money line here, KenPom's got Wright State winning just by 1 point. So I want to protect myself here, which is why I went money line -140. And it's also a revenge spot. Wright State lost to Youngstown 81-71 in early January. I remember that game because we bet on Youngstown State, if you remember, the Penguins, they came through. I specifically remember that game. But then home road, you know, Youngstown 5-5 on the road. Wright State 6-3 at home. So it may not be an add a game extra game, but we got a line move to Wright State. Again, they were 2.5 this morning. Now they're up to 3. A little bit fishy. You know, why are they favored against a team with a good record? Tons of offensive advantages. But again, KenPom's only got them by 1. So this is a money line play for me. I got Wright State at -140. Last bet of the night. This is one that I added throughout the day. I'm going to stay up late. I'm going to sweat this one. Hawaii and Cal State Fullerton. It's a late game. Starts at 10 o'clock here tonight. And I noticed a very sharp line move toward Cal State Fullerton. So I'm going Cal State Fullerton on the money line. It's a very short price, only -125. But Cal State Fullerton actually opened this game almost as low as a pick'em, a -1. I saw them get up to -1.5. They're juiced up like they may even get to -2. So pretty consistent one-sided movement in favor of Cal State Fullerton. Now, this isn't an added game, extra game, but it's a late game between two smaller schools. So it's one of the lowest bet games of the day. So it may not be an obscure line move, but it kind of is an obscure line move because it's such a low bet game. But the line's going to Cal State Fullerton. They are currently projected by KenPom to win by 2. So this is why it's a money line play for me at -125. If you look at their stats, like, everything's very similar. Both teams are 11-10. Both teams are pretty much, you know, almost 70 points a game, give up 67. The field goal percentage is the same. The rebound percentage is the same. Really everything is equal. You know, the one difference I did find, aside from the line move toward Fullerton, is home road splits. Hawaii, 1-3 on the road. Obviously, Hawaii, it's always tough to go there. They have a home, big home field advantage, whether it's college football or basketball, because you got to go, you know, fly all the way to Hawaii. It's a beautiful place, but it's a long, long plane ride. I actually went to Hawaii with my parents and my sister, my family, back in high school. It was like the coolest place in the world. But it's also a very long plane trip, so it's tough for the visiting team, and it's also hard when Hawaii has to travel, even though California isn't that far away from Hawaii, relatively speaking. But if you look at Hawaii, they're just 1-3 on the road. Cal State Fullerton is 5-3 at home. So I'm going to go Cal State Fullerton here. Again, it was as low as a pick'em. Cal State Fullerton's getting steamed up to -1.5, even creeping up to 2. Good home road splits, and kind of just a low bet obscure, quote-unquote obscure game with a sharp move in favor of Fullerton. So I'm going Fullerton on the money line. Cal State Fullerton at -125. So, 3 bets here, trying to get 2 out of 3 and have a winning night. Wagner, Wright State, and Fullerton all on the money line. That about does it here for the first half of the pod, but we got more to get to. When we come back after the break, I want to talk about Celtics and Lakers. because again, something has changed if you bet the game earlier like me. We'll have that eternal conundrum conversation of what do you do when injuries take place and it screws up your handicap. One of the most frustrating things when you're trying to bet the NBA. But then also, we'll give you an update here for the Super Bowl because there's been some movement, but it doesn't really change my kind of, you know, approach to the game except in one specific way. So we'll talk about it. Celtics Lakers Super Bowl when we return on episode 957 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven, contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 957 of the VSiN Market Insights pod. We started the pod. Again, getting back into the groove, getting in the swing of things, talking about how it was disappointing that our system match on Nova and K-State did not win on Tuesday, but we moved the market, we influenced the market, and now they'll abandon the public bettors who want instant gratification. They'll never believe in the system again, but that's fine. We're going to keep playing and keep winning because it's a very sharp, long-term winning system. And then we talked about college hoops, Wagner, Wright State, Fullerton. Those are my three money lines here for tonight. Now I want to talk Celtics-Lakers real quick before we move to the Super Bowl because there has been some movement here on the Super Bowl. But anyway, Celtics-Lakers. So this morning on Morning Bets, if you listened, and I know you did because you are a very loyal, awesome friend and listener, I took the over in that game. I saw the total rise. It got steamed up like 240 and a half up to 242. Felt like we had a pretty good sharp angle there. Good bet split, half the tickets, 75% of money, tons of good system matches. Lakers 10-5 to the over in January. Totals 240 or more. The over's 56%. Non-conference overs that rise 58%. And also, it's Celtics Lakers. I get to watch the game and sweat the over. I was really looking forward to it and couldn't wait to sweat it. Was really excited for 7:30 p.m. tonight. Then, as the total is sitting 240, and I'm getting ready to do the pod. Every time I prep for the pod, I have in the background people who are in New England, you'll know what I'm talking about. But Felger and Maz, it's a Boston sports talk radio show I listen to every day. Yes, I'm one of those talk radio crazies. But anyway, I'm listening to it, and they say, breaking news, Celtics-Lakers tonight. Guess what? From Woj, LeBron is out. Anthony Davis is out. I'm like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? Maybe they're hurt, maybe they're not. But seriously, you're not going to play tonight? Big Celtics-Lakers game. I was like, come on. So here I am. Immediately I hear, okay, that's great. I got over 244, over 242. It's probably going to get down to like 238. Awesome. They just completely screwed my bet here tonight. Don't you love betting the NBA with load management? But anyway, I go to my my live odds page, and the line really didn't fall that much. It was 242. LeBron and Anthony Davis are both out, and I'm seeing only 241. It only fell a point. So my question here is, you know, was it baked into the line that both LeBron and Anthony Davis may not play anyway? Like, were they doubtful based upon that number? Because if LeBron and Anthony Davis are out and you open and you're at 242, I mean, the worth of those two star players to the spread or to the total, not only the spread and the total, but it's huge, or you would think it was. So the Celtics were like minus 11. They're up to minus 14, minus 14 and a half, but the total only fell down to 241. Like, it didn't move that much. So I was kind of surprised by that. So I'm going to leave this up to you. I think it's important as a bettor. In the end, you're the final arbiter of your bankroll. You need to make a play that and handle a game the way you see fit. Again, it's easy to tail. It's easy to fade. You know, it's easy to follow someone. It's easy to make a, you know, to, or actually it's not as easy to lay off or to fire. But what I'm getting at is, what do you do now? If you're like me and you got a bad 242, but it's only down to 241, you know, how do you handle it? So here's how I handle it. I dance with the one who brung me. I couldn't fully endorse this bet for Market Insights, but I knew I had to address it because I think a lot of people are probably in the same boat. You feel great about an over 242. LeBron and Anthony Davis are out. What do you do? You know, there are options in your sportsbook app usually to cash out, you know, at a specific number. If you want to do that, I understand. If you want to bet the under, I get it. You know, you're over 242, under 241. You can't really get middled there and get screwed both ways. Like, if you got under 240 and over 242, imagine if it landed 241, you lose both bets. So anyway, I'm just sticking with it. I felt like I had a good cap. LeBron Anthony Davis screwed me, but maybe we'll go over anyway. It really hasn't moved much. If you feel differently, you want to cash out, I get it. If you don't want to play it now, I get it as well. But I just wanted to mention that there are different ways to approach it. And I think the ultimate thing, when I used to do, had a lot of fun doing Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard. We did shows on VSiN in the afternoon for like a year. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. But we joked around that there's a 6 p.m. rule when it comes to the NBA. The 6 p.m. rule is you don't bet games until 6 o'clock because things like this happen. You could spend all morning capping a game and feeling great about it. And then, boom, out of nowhere, LeBron and Anthony Davis are out. So what are you going to do? So again, this is just a cautionary tale of trying to bet the NBA. It's hard. You know, again, these things happen. Even with the rule of having to play 65 games, you're still seeing situations like this where guys will sit out. So again, you do what you're comfortable with. I can't fully endorse going over now, but I'm going to hope I get lucky. I'm still going to be rooting like anyone else for over 242. But there's the bad news. The good news is, who listened to the pod on Monday when we talked about the NBA MVP? Did you guys remember? We talked about the MVP. I did my monthly podcast with JJ Redick, my buddy. Yes, my buddy, JJ Redick, hashtag humble brag. But every pod I talk to JJ, I throw him a few betting angles and I kind of, you know, take his temperature. And one of them that we talked about was MVP. And I mentioned it on Monday's pod on Market Insights. MVP, bet against Embiid and take the Joker. Why? Because at the time, Embiid, I'm going in my notebook here because I think I wrote it down. I definitely wrote it down. Let me just find it real quick. But it was, let me see if I can find it. Here we are. MVP at the time, you know, Embiid was the favorite at plus 200. But he at the time had only played in 33 out of 44 games. I think since that time, he's missed two more. So now he can only miss, I believe, four more games all year in order to qualify for the MVP. So we said, hey, Embiid ain't going to get it. You know, he's normally is, you know, now he could have an injury again. I want him to be healthy. I want him to have a good year. I don't want him to get hurt. But I don't want him to achieve 65 games so that he's ineligible for this award. So anyway, we talked about Jokic. I want to say at the time I jumped on Jokic at, I think it was plus 180, plus 150, plus 125 at one point was the number. Well, I just looked it up right now. Jokic is minus 130. Minus 130! So if you jumped on Jokic for MVP, that's some great news to maybe feel a little bit better as we just get annoyed by our Lakers-Celtics injury move. So just wanted to mention that. Anyway, now let's talk about the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl, we get one day closer to it. That's right. I am going to Vegas to cover the game. I'll be at Radio Row all week. I'll be at Circa. I'll be hanging around, going to sports books, having fun, covering the Super Bowl from Radio Row and all over the place. So hope to see you guys there. But let's look at some updates here for the big game. So, real quick, what is the line? Where are the percentages, and how has it moved since we last talked on Monday? So one angle here is there has been buyback towards San Francisco. San Francisco actually opened as a 2.5-point favorite. The line got down to 1. Tons of money early poured in on Kansas City. But as you're mentioning, you know, Johnny Avello, who there's a great quote by Bill Adee who put it in the newsletter, the VSiN.com newsletter. These are why you got to sign up for the newsletter, because you get these little nuggets. But when it fell Monday, +2.5 down to +1 toward KC, Johnny Avello, there's a little nugget. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets back to 2 or 2.5. So you're mentioning how, again, there's probably going to be some buyback, could be an adjustment here. Well, the adjustment has taken place. It's back up to -2 in favor of San Fran. I see one book at 2.5 here. Now, if you look at the percentages, pretty much it stayed the same. You're getting around 70% of bets here on Kansas City on the spread taking the points. 80% of bets are going Kansas City money line. Total has pretty much stayed right at 47.5. Really no movement there. 70% of bets are going over. But the elephant in the room, Patrick Mahomes. Now, I felt like I'm doing like the same exact thing I did with the Ravens game when it was Ravens and Chiefs, where I kept saying, hey, you know, 9 times out of 10, it'd be a Ravens play. They're getting, you know, less than half the tickets, more than half the money. The line's moving in their favor. Could it be a trendy dog on KC? But what do we say? We said 99% of the time, that's the way we approach betting. But you need the conviction where if you're going to go against your model, you got to have a good reason for it. And the good reason for it is Patrick Mahomes. I've been screaming from the rooftops about this. And again, I learned the hard way because I bet against Mahomes, fully admit. I took the Eagles in the Super Bowl, felt good about it until the very end when the Eagles blew it. And they called that penalty on Bradbury, which I still can't get over. But I said to myself, you know what, Josh? I make mistakes all the time. You make mistakes all the time, but you try not to make the same mistake twice. So I vowed after that game to never bet against Mahomes as a dog. And wouldn't you know it, he hasn't let me down since. Wins outright as a dog, obviously in the Super Bowl, wins outright against Buffalo, wins outright against Baltimore, and we have that same angle, Mahomes as a dog. So if you say, Josh, you're an idiot, you're putting too much stock into, you know, Mahomes as a dog, and you're on the side of 73%, and the line's going back to San Fran, I admit all that. That's totally legit. You're totally right. If you want to go San Francisco, they are contrarian and a heavily bet, obviously, Super Bowl. The line's going back in their favor. But just like if you went Baltimore, you're going up against Mahomes as a dog. So again, updated number here, Mahomes as a dog, 10-1 against the spread. I call this the elephant in the room play. You also get playoff dogs, not just Mahomes, but in particular the Super Bowl. Like, you're going to feel better about these numbers when I give them to you, because even though KC is quote-unquote public and the line is moving back toward San Francisco, the big game has been great for dogs. Dogs in the Super Bowl are 13-5 against the spread, 65% the last 20 years. They're 3-0 the last three. Kansas City was +1.5 against the Eagles, won that game outright. The Bengals were +4.5 against the Rams. They lost by 3 but covered the number. And we all remember Tom Brady in the COVID year. Against Kansas City, they were +3. They're super sharp. They were contrarian. Reverse line move, +3.5 down to 3. And I remembered because the weekend was the halftime performance there. And I stayed up all night listening to the weekend, annoying my wife, because that was to this day the biggest bet I've ever cashed. But anyways, teasers, if you tease dogs in the Super Bowl, 6 points, they're 17-3 ATS, 85% over the last 20 years. So I mentioned this before on Monday. I'm on KC. But I want to wait it out and get the best number possible. So I'm holding out for KC +2.5. I find it extremely unlikely the line gets to 3, because I just don't think the odds makers would be willing to give out a key number like that to Kansas City, especially being a popular bet. But I'm holding out for the 2.5. That's going to be my angle here. You could tease them up to 8.5. Haven't really seen much movement on the total here. You know, your options would be, you know, take it down to 41.5, go over. Take it up to, 54.5? Yeah, 5.5, 6, yeah. You know, I think I got that right. Under 54.5. So you have options there. But I'm going Mahomes. I'm going down with the ship. If San Fran wins outright and this Mahomes the dog angle doesn't win us money, then, hey, I'll tip my cap. But I am not betting against Mahomes. This is a conviction play. I'm not going to call it a sharp play. I'm not going to call it a contrarian wise guy play. It's a conviction play on Mahomes as a dog. So I'll be on Mahomes as a dog plus 2.5. I'm holding out for the hook on the 2.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast on, what day is it? It's the first day of February. Did you guys pay your rent? You pay your mortgage yet? I'm a homeowner now, so I pay my mortgage. Humble brag, not my rent, which equally sucks anyway. But with that being said, wrapping up the pod here, episode 957. If you enjoy the Market Insights pod or the Morning Bets pod or tuning in and listening to a different way or style or approach to sports betting, you notice we don't bet on opinion. We bet based on data, information, betting systems, conviction, whatever you want to call it, with the Patrick Mahomes play there. But if you enjoy the pod, you've made some money, hopefully you've learned a thing or two along the way, you've become more contrarian, you bet based on line movement, system matches, percentages, you know, fading trendy dogs, except when it's Patrick Mahomes, dog to fave line moves, whatever the case may be, unranked home fave ranked opponent, went 0-2 Tuesday, but we know that that's just a blip on the radar. But any of that, if any of that's true and you want to make my day, let me know. You appreciate the hard work that I put in grinding in the arena, teaching the sharp contrarian philosophy, which again, I feel like we're kind of like the traders on Wall Street approaching the stock market. That's how we approach sports betting here from a data perspective. But if any of that's the case, or you just want to make me happy and let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in here, then go buy my book. Go to Amazon, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, chapters on all the major sports. It's all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Also, if you haven't gotten a copy, it's great for some Super Bowl nuggets as well. So go pick one up, give it a 5-star review, give it a good review. It would really mean a lot to me. I will, if you want to bring it to Vegas, I'll sign it and I'll buy you a beer. I promise you that. But anyway, guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston, or Plain Ridge Park Casino, or MGM Springfield in my neck of the woods, or out in New York, breaking hail records every month in the Empire State, or out in the desert where I will be. My plane leaves on Sunday. I get in late Sunday, which I cannot wait for. It's always been a bucket list dream of mine to go cover a Super Bowl. When you know it, I'm doing it. So whether I see you at the South Point, which I will be at the South Point sweating games, or at Circa, sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, jumping in the stadium swim, if KC wins, I'm getting naked, jumping in the pool. Just kidding, you won't get naked, but I would jump in the pool. That would be pretty cool. But wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you are going to flash me a winning ticket. Now, you're not going to flash me Nova or Kansas State, but maybe you're going to flash me that system match, because even though it let us down on Tuesday, we know the real deal. You got to stick with it. You know, there's ups and downs, but you got to stick with it. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. So wish you the best of luck, everyone. Have a fantastic Thursday. I got to go jump on Sharp Money with my good friend Patrick Maher, Dustin Sweetelson, and Amal Shaw. I'll be back at it tomorrow for a big Friday. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. However, if we can consistently find that sweet spot, fearless but disciplined, bet the games that fit our model, lay off the ones that don't, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy the sweats tonight, guys. Have a great Thursday. Back at it tomorrow. Hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight. As the wise man of Easton likes to say, and I agree with him, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everybody. Have a great Thursday.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.